while returning, he was sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet. This another thing. He's reading the Word of God. Now, he was reading the Old Testament because that's all they had at the time. But back in those days, it was only the rich people had the kind of money that it took to have these scrolls because they were very expensive. But he was fortunate to be working for the queen of Ethiopia, and so he had one of these writings, the scroll of Isaiah, and he was reading it. And then the Spirit said unto Philip. Now, first of all, God sent an angel, and then when Philip did what he was supposed to do and went where the angel told him to go, then as a child of God, a son of God, now then we fit into a whole new category. Now the Spirit of God speaks to a son of God and tells him what to do. And it says, then the Spirit of God said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And he said to him, understand thou what you readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Now then, this man in this story was inquiring about salvation. He wanted to know how to be saved, but he didn't know how. But at least he had been to Jerusalem to the temple to worship. And then on the way home, his prayers had been heard. God dispatched an angel to go to Philip to tell him to go to where this man was going because he was reading the book of Isaiah, and to get up on there with him and then explain the word to him, which Philip did. And when the Lord revealed himself to that eunuch through the word of God by Philip, the man got saved and Philip baptized him, and then the man went on home, a new believer in Jesus. So angels will direct men of God through the prayers of men. And then Acts 27:23, here's another case. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Here Paul in Acts 27:23 had been put in prison, and the night the angel of God, whose I am, stood by me, saying, fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all them that shall be with you, that sail with you, all of these men, because you've been obedient. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Now then, if Paul was told by an angel that they're on a ship and they're going to be shipwrecked, or there's a storm out there and all of them might die, but yet the Lord has sent an angel to tell Paul, you're going to be okay. You are not going to die. You're going, and not only are not you going to die, but everybody must stay with you, and if they will, all of them will be saved. So as you see there, angels will direct men of God in their ventures. So we're not in this thing alone. The Lord has his angels to go with us and protect us and to give us information. Now, angels can appear in dreams. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, it says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now, here he is asleep, but yet he's meditating on the word of God and what he's doing. And he says, but while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. The Lord, he's seeing like a closed vision. He's seeing an angel, and the angel is talking to him. And the angel says, Joseph, thou son of David, he says, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So angels can appear to you in dreams and talk to you and reveal things to you. And if you will yield to those things and do what that angel or that dream tells you to do, you'll be okay. Now, sometimes people don't yield to their dreams. Sometimes they just slough them off. But God says He warns us in dreams. He comes to us and tells us when we sin, He warns us in dreams not to do these things. But many of us won't yield to Him. And so when we don't, then we suffer the consequences. Now, let's look at a case here where angels protect the believer. In Psalms 34:7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear God, and He delivers them." Now then, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear God. Now that if you fear the Lord and you love Him and you worship Him and you praise Him and you're a child of God, then the angels of God will encamp around about you, and you may never know it, but they will keep you safe from the forces of darkness. When God says in Psalms 91, He will deliver you from the forces of darkness, this is the way He does it. If you dwell in Him and put Him first, then He will send His angels and they will camp around about you. So Satan and his host of demons will not be able to touch you while you walk on this earth. So whatever you do, make sure you're obedient to do what God says. Because if you will, these angels will protect you. Because in Psalm 91:11, He says, "He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." So, if all of this is based upon your obedience, if you're obedient to serve God, to do what Jesus told you, then He will send forth His angels, and they will camp around you, and they will keep you from all evil. Now, in Acts chapter 12, verse 7, it says, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side." In other words, he hit him on the side and says, "Wake up." "And he raised him up, saying, Arise, go quickly." And his chains fell off of his hands, even the chains. Now, he was chained, but somehow that angel had great power that he just touched those chains, and the chains and the steel cuffs that was around his hands fell off. You don't have to fear if you love God and serve Him and you're His child. Trust Him. He will watch over you just like He did Peter here. And after his chains fell off, the angel said unto him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Put on your garment around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and he wished not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought it was a vision. In other words, this is so unique that here Paul is in prison, and it's in the middle of the night, and an angel comes in, opens the door, guards are standing there, they don't even see him, the door's open, comes in, takes the handcuffs off Peter, wakes him up, and he thinks he's having a dream or a vision, and he gets up, and he takes him out. And Peter went out and followed him, and he did not know that it was true what was done by the angel, but he thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, or guards, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. Now, this big, giant gate, you think we got electric closures and everything else with controls that open gates and all these kind of things. But as we have this, they've had this all the time. This angel just commanded this gate to open, and the gate opened. When this steel gate opened, which led into the city on its own accord, they went out and passed on through one street, and then the angel departed from him. Once the angel got him into safety, "Now, Peter, you're on your own. You're loosed. I've taken you out of there." So you can be in solitary confinement. You can have 1,000 guards around you. And God can send an angel. He can walk right in. He can set you free and take you out and put you wherever He wants you if you're about His business. Now, you got to be a child of God that's about His business. Now, if you're doing that, no problem. He'll take care of you. Now then, angels also bring answers to prayer. Now, in Daniel 9:21, we see here, he says, yes, yea, while I was speaking in prayer or praying, even the angel or the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, he caused to fly swiftly. He touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come for to give you skill and understanding. In other words, the angel is going to give Daniel skill and understanding. And at the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Now, this angel had come to help him and give him this great revelation. And then he says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. Now the angel was sent forth. Now God is awesome. He used angels to get things done. They help us in so many ways, we don't even know how many ways they help us. They are there most of the time, and all you got to do is praise God for all His great works. Now then, what you and I need to do today is learn how to put our angels to work for us. How do we do that? Well, in summary, the number one thing that's required to put your angel to work for you is to learn to worship and praise the Lord. If you worship and praise God, that's the first thing you're doing right. Then the second thing is to study and know what God's Word says. Study it. And then have faith. Act on the Word of God. Be obedient to God's Word. Do exactly what it says. Get to know God by studying His Word if you want His angels to do great things. Find what God has called you to do and do it. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now then, if you will learn how to worship and praise God, you will learn how to put Him first. You'll learn how to read His Word. You'll learn how to study and worship Him. You'll learn how to put those angels to work for you. And God will send them, and they will do great and mighty things to help you in your walk in the kingdom.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.